This episode of the Taking Notes podcast is sponsored by Integra for Notes, the leading Microsoft Office integration and reporting tool for Lotus Notes. Integra for Notes improves your capabilities for data analysis, printing, graphing, mail merge, and even data importation into Notes by integration of Lotus Notes with Microsoft Word, Excel, XML, and PDF files. See Integra for Notes at Lotusphere 2007 at booth 610 for a demonstration of this outstanding product. Learn more about Integra for Notes by visiting their website at www.integrafornotes.com. That's www.integra4notes.com. It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hello and welcome to the Taking Notes podcast. My name is Julian Robichaud and I am here with
Bruce Elgort.
Ha ha ha, I get to go first this time.
It's 2007, it's in the prenup, so.
It's the year of Julian.
It's all about you, man.
All about me. Well, you know, man of the year last year.
That's right, Time Magazine. But it's kind of about you because you got to do something really neat recently.
Man, this was...
regarding this podcast... And I didn't.
I know. This was so cool. Well, I got to go up to Westford and actually go in the Iris building, and I got to meet Jeff Eisen and Mary Beth Raven. And it was so fun. It was just a big kick in the pants for me. We go in there and they've got, you know, in the Iris building they have this big Iris sign upstairs where it's like fluorescent purple. Mm-hmm. and they've got a little bar set up in one area with a bunch of Elvis paraphernalia and the IM sign and just some kind of nostalgia. It was neat. And of course, you know, probably people who are listening know this, but I'll go through the motions just in case. Mary Beth Raven is her actual title here, lead product designer for Hanover / Notes 8. And essentially that means that she's in charge of the UI design. So she's the one that's really been pushing this brand new UI that we have in Hanover. And Jeff Eisen is Lotus Notes Chief Architect. And pretty much what that translates into is I think he's in charge of the technology behind the product. Mm. So that the fact that when it's sitting on top of Eclipse, how all that Eclipse integration is built in, and the rich client, and how they just, again, essentially redid the client from the technology standpoint in Notes 8 Hanover from the previous versions. And Jeff Eisen actually has a pretty good background for this because he's been working with on the programming side of Notes for a long time. Back in version 4.5, he was even involved with a lot of the Java integration when they initially started integrating Java with Notes. And so he's been on the client team for a long time, definitely knows the product on the inside. And it was fun. I got to go there. I got to sit in the room with them. So went up there, and there's like, you know, just the little conference room table. And Bruce, you know, you were dialed into the conference line, and I was just sitting across the table and got to ask them questions. And they were real nice. It was fun. I like doing that sort of thing.
Well, guess what? At Lotusphere, which is probably when everyone's hearing this now, we'll do a lot more of it. So we'll do we'll get some cool people to talk to like we did with Mary Beth Raven and Jeff, and we'll bring it to you, everybody.
Yeah, so here's the podcast. We actually did this a little while back and sat on it, and we're bringing it to you now right after the keynote at Lotusphere. And, you know, just kind of listen in the podcast for some little mentions of new features and maybe some things you didn't know about the Notes client, the new Hanover Notes 8 client before. Some of the things you are going to know, some of it is going to be new. And, you know, again, just make sure you have your listening ears on and you can find out some of the cool new features of Hanover.
All right, well, let's take a listen, and thank you for listening to the podcast.
All right. Gosh, so nice to meet you guys in person.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you here.
I, this is like coming to Mecca for me. This is a whole pilgrimage up to the Iris building and got the neon sign out there. I forgot my camera, though, so Bruce, I'm not going to be able to put any pictures on the
website. No problem.
Work something out. So we're talking to Jeff Eyes and Mary Beth Raven about just new stuff, Notes 8, Hanover. And Jeff, I'll let you kick it off. What's new and exciting with the client?
Pretty much everything is new and exciting with the client. The client's Hanover, which that's the code name for it. Now we're calling it Lotus Notes 8. But it's not just the next release of Notes. It's an exciting new release. We're really remaking Lotus Notes' domino brand. What we've learned is our customers really want choice and flexibility in what they get in their collaboration software, and that's what we're bringing them. We're giving them choice in what operating systems they're using, flexibility of whether they're working on rich client or browser or what have you, and the way to bring them that choice of flexibility is openness. We're really going towards open standards. We're using open standards where there are standards. Where there's no standards, we're driving standards because we really believe that openness is the way to really build our community, build our user base, and really make our customers, business partners, everyone happy with products.
Okay, and really this release is geared not only towards kind of your existing Notes base, but also to people who don't even use Notes, right? You're trying to grow the community.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's right now it's a very large community, but we would certainly like it to be larger, and this product really will bring us there because it has a lot of new features, both for the end users, for the developers, for the business partners, for the administrators, and it really brings new power to all those communities.
Okay.
But most importantly, not only does it bring a lot of new value, but it's a real product. It's really here. We're showing it at Lotusphere, and it's coming out this year.
Yeah. Now, from the technology standpoint, what's the coolest part? What's the thing you're just so excited about and you can't wait for people to start using it?
Well, Mary Beth and I will probably have different opinions on that. I'm from pretty much the geeky side, so I think the composite apps are really exciting because it really allows people to bring together applications that, you know, people who don't even know each other, bring together applications by using standards, by having sort of publicly advertised ways of working together, that people who don't even know how to write a line of code can build powerful applications. It's really the Web 2.0 mashups brought to the rich client.
All right. We like mashups. Well, and Mary Beth, you come from just not a completely different side, but you're the interface. You're what people are seeing.
Yeah, a pretty different side. I mean, Jeff and I have known each other for years because I worked on Same Time and other products here, but it was really interesting when we started working together as probably one of the first full-time user interaction designers. You know, my primary deliverables was to spec what was going on and to make sure we understood who was going to use this next release, and to make sure that we really had a firm understanding that this was not just, you know, a few new features added. This is a big rewrite, a big change necessary to really open it up and give users what they want. And I've had an awful lot of fun with it. Starting with, those of you who are listening can't see, but these guys walked in and I've got 8x10 glossy pictures of our design personae that we used. We went out and we interviewed real business end users and we created these fictional characters based on the users and we made these glossy pictures and they're in all of the conference rooms and I don't really know how Jeff felt at first. I suspect he thought I was a total nutcase. but I started making people, you know, you're not allowed to talk about the user during this release. You have to pick a persona, you know, is this good for Betty, the AA? Is this good for Ted, the VP? What would Samantha want? She's our business end user. So we're really, really trying to focus on those business end users and give them what they want and what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And so after doing these interviews with existing users and users of other products as well, competitive products, we also work with our product management to come up with some of the themes that we wanted to address as we were redesigning this version of Lotus Notes. And we, in working with the IBM research folks and product management, we really decided that it would be incredibly helpful to our business users if we focused on how to address information flood, like all those hundreds of emails that you get in your inbox and all those thousands of IMs that you get from that fabulous Same Time product, and information scatter. You know, you get these IMs, you get these emails, you get meeting invitations, you get this, that, and the other thing. How do you organize them? How do you keep track of them? So we very consciously redesigned this client with a view to how are we going to help all of these business users address both the flood and the scatter. So now I'm going to give you some examples from some of the things that we've done. So as you all probably aware, Lotus Notes provides mail, calendar, and contacts. It also, the next release is going to provide all sorts of new things that even I didn't imagine at the beginning of this release. But in mail, we have incredibly revolutionized the way we do threading in the release so that you have not one but two choices of how you want to see mail threads and deal with mail threads. And this helps both with the information flood because you can gather all the messages from a mail thread together and you can deal with them together. If you want to delete the whole thing or move the whole thing to a folder, you can do it all in one action. It also helps with the scatter because instead of finding these disparate mail messages that you may have put into several different folders, even if you have done that, we can and will aggregate that thread together for you so that then you can find all the mail messages related to that thread. So that's one of the things we've done in mail to help users address the information flood and scatter. In calendar, one of the most exciting things that I find myself using already is we have introduced the concept of showing unaccepted meeting invitations in your calendar at the time slot where it would take place. So even if you haven't noticed it yet in your inbox, when you go to look at your day, you notice, oh, look, there's a meeting invitation. I haven't dealt with it yet. Maybe that's more important than anything else. Maybe I should go ahead and write from that view when you're looking at it. You can go ahead and accept it or decline it or delegate it or whatever. And we do the same with meeting cancellations. That's probably the most useful one for me, as I can see, woohoo, several of these meetings have been canceled today, and I have to go there or, you know, attend those after all. So that really helps with the flood and the scatter because you don't have to go to your inbox to process them. You can go right to your calendar. And we've known from our interviews that, you know, different people work differently. Some people are more inbox-driven and mail-driven, and the first thing they come in to do every day is look at their inbox. Others, and at least with our interviews, it tends to be more the executive level. People are more calendar-driven. The first thing they'll do in the morning is look at their calendar and decide where they need to be or where they need to go. So we're trying to accommodate both of these types of users with these different, you know, threads and unaccepted meeting invitation kind of features. So depending on how you use it, you know, that helps. So now contacts, something else that many users already use from Lotus Notes. One of the things we have added to contacts to help deal with this information flood and information scatter is recent collaborations. So you can go to a particular contact and you can click a button and say, show me all the recent collaborations with this person. And it will include not only the email messages but also the saved same time chats, which has been a fabulous way of aggregating what used to be so scattered because sometimes you go, I remember I had this conversation, as a matter of fact, just this morning with Jeff and Elena. I know I had. Jeff told me what room it was, and was it an IM or an email? It doesn't really matter. I could just go to recent collaborations with Jeff and find out what room it was. So that is really working to help reduce that whole scatter aspect of all this information that our business users need to deal with. So those are three features, the threads, the unaccepted meeting invitations, and recent collaborations that are in applications that our current Lotus Notes users know, the mail, calendar, and contacts. We are adding all sorts of other applications, not just little features, but entire applications to help users deal with information flood and scatter. Probably the most important of which is the support for three open document format editors. We are including in Lotus Notes a presentation tool, a spreadsheet, and a word processor. You can launch them, use them all right from within Lotus Notes. They open up as another tab, so you can tab back and forth between mail and Lotus Notes. You can choose whether or not you want to open them in a separate window so that if you want to have them side by side, you can go ahead and do that. But that really brings the whole integration together of the information scatter because we're giving you very powerful productivity tools right as part of Lotus Notes. So you don't need to go to a third party to do your little spreadsheet thing or your presentation thing. It's all integrated right now into the Lotus Notes client. And a few more things. we are showing in a sidebar. So we've introduced a sidebar to the next release of Lotus Notes, to Lotus Notes 8, and we are including several things in the sidebar by default should your admin choose to turn them on and let you use them. And one of them you should all be familiar with, and that is your same time, you know, contacts list, so you can have that integrated over in a sidebar panel, which you can float and move around if you'd like, or collapse or whatever. And we've also got our activities panel in the sidebar, so you've probably heard a lot about our activities product. And even though that the user interface for that also has a web user interface, we're providing this rich client panel so that you do not have to go out to a browser to deal with your activities. You can add email messages to your activities right all from within the integrated Lotus Notes client. And the last thing I'm going to mention with regard to all of this helping users deal with information flood and scatter is our feed reader. We have a panel over in the sidebar. Thank goodness that's how I follow your blog and a whole bunch of other people's blog. Now, it's right over there in the sidebar. I can pay attention to what new postings there are, or I can just collapse it to get out of the way, but it's all an integrated environment. So in case you're not aware of it, our activities model is a way to organize your work so that you can combine various different kinds of not just documents, but also email messages and chats, and organize them in a way by activity or by what it is that you need to do. And as you can all probably imagine, we've got several activities. I have prepared my talk with my boss for my LotusSphere talk. This summer I had several different activities of revise the mail template, and we organized that particular activity in our activities site so that I could assign particular people tasks. I could keep track of email messages and chats and actual documents that we've posted and the CSS file that we were using to rearrange the colors for, you know, our project. And it was a really great way to aggregate different things so that we could focus on the task at hand or the activity. For example, I'm using the redesign the mail template or the get ready for LotusSphere talk, you know, rather than going to separate tools, rather than going to mail or calendar, I can go to my activities and organize my work by the things that I need to do, and then whether it's a mail message or a chat or whatever, it becomes incidental. It's all organized based on what I need to do. So, again, we've added lots and lots of things from activities to the integrated same-time contacts and the feed reader. Those things are in the sidebar. We've added the three open document format editors, which are the presentation tools, the spreadsheet tool, and the word processor. And we've added several different features to mail, calendar, and contacts like threads, unaccepted meeting invitations showing up in calendar, and recent collaborations. And those are just a few, I was told to, you know, don't tell them everything because we'll be here for hours. But I'm really excited because there is more that's new and different in this release of Lotus Notes than any that I've seen. And I've been with Lotus for 9 years, since before the release 5, and there is more exciting stuff going on in this release than I've ever seen.
Yeah. Well, and this really, you know, it was kind of a cross between Lotus Notes 8 and kind of Hanover 1.0, right? I mean, this is almost like developing a brand new product. It seems like, you know, just the changes, the interface, the expediter back end, and gosh, there's so much different going on. What were the? Did you approach it as a brand new product, or did you approach it as kind of the next notes?
It's a good question. The answer is really both. It's a brand new product in that we're bringing a lot of new value through the platform we're built on, a technology, new features, new applications like the feed reader and the editors. But on the other hand, we're well aware we have, you know, over 100 million users, and they want their old stuff to still work.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is really a strong story about building the community around the business partners. But, you know, unlike some of our competitors, our mantra around the community has always been, you write an application, it keeps working, mm-hmm. which means the technology we've always had, Lotus script, formula language, what have you, they still work, everything still works, the old applications still work, but the way we grow in that area is we bring a lot of new value, a lot of new paradigms. In Notes 8, Notes is now built on something you mentioned, Expediter. For those people who aren't aware of it, Expediter is a IBM platform which is based on Eclipse. Eclipse is an open source Java platform. It has enormous developer base, an enormous user base. I think I saw a number yesterday, something like 40% of enterprise application developers use Eclipse.
Wow.
There's millions of Java developers out there. So Lotus Notes 8 is really opening the application paradigm to a whole new set of people. But you're asking, is it old or is it new? It's old in the sense that the old stuff still needs to work. So you can extend your old applications, you can build new applications, you get your choice, you get your flexibility in how you want to do things, whether you're an end user exercising that choice, whether you're someone on the back end writing the application exercising that choice.
And then we got this whole brand new user interface. That's got to work with the old stuff,
yeah,
too.
The way we did that was quite interesting. Mike Roden, who was, I believe, our vice president at that time before he became our general manager, asked for a small team to go off and do kind of a pilot kind of thing to, all bets are off. Don't worry about supporting Lotus Notes or any other kind of, design what you think a fabulous integration client would be. And I had a great, 3 or 4 months where we went off as a team. There were about 3 or 4 of us, and we did that. And we had a blast. And we even had a working prototype that we, did some testing, usability testing on it, things like that. And then, we got called back and said, okay, so that was fun. Now that you've done that, take a look at the existing, Lotus Notes customer base and the existing product, and take all the cool ideas that you thought when, you could do anything in the world and you didn't have to worry, and now marry it to the existing thing and come up with something that you feel that, current Lotus Notes users will not think is too bizarre and different or whatever. And that was a bit of a challenge, but it was also fun because we did take seriously the fact that for every single user, even if you've been a Lotus Notes user since version 2.0, right, this release, everybody's going to be a new user to some extent. And we wanted brand new users who may have come from other products to feel comfortable, but we also wanted people who've been using Lotus Notes for 10 years to feel enough at home that they could know where to go to find a few things or whatever, to just feel enough so that it wasn't all, kind of crazy or whatever. So, for example, you'll still have a workspace, despite the fact that I personally think, you guys should let go a little. You will still have a workspace. We're improving other aspects of how you may get to and open your database applications, but we're not, taking your workspace away from you. Those kinds of things.
Well, and Bruce, I'm sorry, you must be chomping at the bit to ask some questions here. I didn't mean to monopolize the questioner end of the conversation here.
No, that's okay, and, I feel like I'm a listener at this point, but it's all good. It's really cool to hear the passion that Jeff and Mary Beth have about Notes 8. So, we have a couple of questions, and these are probably going to go everywhere, but we've all noticed that Jeff and Mary Beth both maintain weblogs lately, and what's the verdict on blogging for people like yourselves? Is it fun, difficult, annoying? Have you gotten we've seen like Mary Beth and Jeff's blog where the comments go from "Yeah, I want it" to "Oh, rip it out! Don't put it in Notes 8." I mean, Mary Beth, you first.
Okay. To be perfectly honest, the blog has been the most exciting part of my whole year. And I don't even know how my management's going to react to that, because it's like, well, your main job is to redesign the client. But my feeling is, because Lotus Notes has such an active, vocal, and passionate user base, how could I possibly redesign this client without involving this passionate user base at every step of the way? And so that's why I have really enjoyed leveraging the blog. And the blog is only one part of what I've really tried to do, and my team as well, in redesigning this, is to make sure that we don't just sit in a room in a little ivory tower and redesign some client that we think would be cool. Because that's not going to help our users, because the primary objective here is to give the users, what they want. We want to give them what they want by leveraging new technology, but that doesn't mean we should do stupid new technology things for the sake of new technology things. We want to make it as flexible as possible and give them, and how do we know what they want unless we ask them, unless we engage them? And that's hard because we've got over 120 million of them. you know. So we tried very specifically in a couple different ways. And I know I'm kind of going away from the blog tangent, but I'll get back from that.
Okay.
We started a whole new, through Mary Morris and some of the other users. We have a whole user studies team of about four people. We started a program called Users First, where you do not, your organization does not have to be a design partner and actually deploy any betas, but we will come to your site, we will do on-site usability testing, we will give you presentation about the direction, we will allow you to prioritize various features or usability bugs. We did that with several customers. I tried really hard to do kind of a circuit speaking thing. I've done more conference presentations this year. Some of you may be familiar with them. And it's not just a presentation of here's what we're doing. It's here's a little bit what we're doing, and here are five decisions that I haven't made yet. And it's been kind of hard because I try to get things that are easy to vote on with just, you know, a raise of the hand. And the first time I did this was at the Spring Deutsche Notes User Group, Zenog, and to a room full of about, you know, 200 people, you know, should we do this or should we do this? You know, everybody in favor of A, raise their hand. But it was really cool because people got really involved. And afterwards, you know, I was like mobbed with people giving me examples, you know, running up to this podium talking about this. But that's how I learned about how you have deployed and used Lotus Notes. So since I couldn't, you know, travel everywhere in the world to give presentations like this, and since we didn't have time to visit every customer, the blog then became, you know, the easiest vehicle to get to people throughout the world. And I know you guys follow it, and I know sometimes I've posted things where the response I've gotten is basically, oh, that's awful. You know, don't you dare do that. But that's good because that saves us. Just recently, we did not check in a change that we thought you would like because the overwhelming response on the blog was, no, we hate these new icons. So we're going back and we're redesigning some of these new icons. So that has been really great. And Jeff and I have talked briefly about we had this little discussion at Lotusphere, you know, how much of a surprise do we want to make the, you know, opening general session, and he's got a session on, you know, what's new in Lotus Notes, and how much, you know, should I show everybody on the blog already? And my philosophy is the most successful Lotusphere for me personally would be if everybody at Lotusphere had already seen everything and had already had a say in what it was. And that, for me, to me, would be the best possible one. But I understand, as I'm looking at Jeff and Elena, that I have to balance that with the need for PR people and marketing people and other people to still, you know, to want to need and save certain things for a modicum of excitement because we can't necessarily show everything in advance. So we're trying this delicate balance of doing as much as we can. We're the collaboration company.
It sounds like Mary Beth went through my talk at Lotus.
It sounds like you guys are going to include the Time magazine, you know, that the person of the year, it's you. Note 8 is about you, you know.
You know, that's really funny because I'm doing a talk with my boss, Chris Reckling, who does the Inside Lotus blog.
Right.
And we were talking about what kind of theme can we give it, and that was one of the things I thought about. I said, how can we tie in that Time, you know, you are the person of the year thing? Amen. So anyway, so that's how my very long-winded answer about the blogging is that it's been the most valuable part of redesigning it, because how can you redesign a collaboration client without collaborating with the users? So,
Jeff,
My experience has been a little bit different. I've enjoyed it, but I've also been fairly lame on it. I haven't gotten to it lately, and it's really kind of for two reasons. One is partly because there's some things I really want to save for Lotusphere, as Mary Beth is saying. Another part is really I'm struggling balancing the time between writing a blog and actually writing the product. I'll let the audience judge which they value more. I've enjoyed the blog, and by the time you hear this, I expect to be much more engaged in it again.
Well, it's a balance thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, all right.
I think
I just wanted to sort of leave on a few points here, though. I started out saying that a real strong story around Lotus Notes 8 is choice and flexibility. Mary Beth went into a great talk about how that doesn't matter at all unless the user is really getting a lot of value out of it. But the technology behind it is really from the openness in it. I mean, what, you know, Lotus Notes 8 is on Windows, Mac, it's on Linux, it's with composite applications. You can bring mashups together, whether it's in the rich client, whether it's in the browser, using standards, web services, using, you know, web service XML formats. Openness is really bringing value about building applications, about delivering value to the customers. We're really at a crossroads in how we're delivering products these days and for the whole industry. And Lotus Notes 8 is really bringing the power of a rich, universal rich client with sort of the delivery mechanism, sort of the ease of administration of a browser, in that it's a server-managed client. You can just, you know, put a new application in the server. It gets automatically pushed down to a client. So in rich client, you get the things you're used to in rich client, like offline ability. You can, you know, work on an airplane, which is kind of tough from a browser application, but you get the ease of administration of a browser. Really powerful concepts. And it's really just giving users what they want around, you know, flexibility in how they work, around the applications, and you know, and it's pretty slick.
Bruce, you sound like you were just you had another good insight.
No, I was going to ask, you know, Jeff mentioned wrapping things up, and let's bring things to a close here and ask Jeff and Mary Beth, you know, if you had to tell someone about that one feature in Notes 8 that, you know, you just, you know, could jump up and down about, Jeff, what would it be?
The one feature that I haven't used yet, but I know I'm going to use in anger one of these days, is message recall. in Notes 8, you can send an email message, and you can go into the whoops, I made a mistake, whoops, I was too angry, whoops, I was too drunk. Let me retract that message, and I know that's going to save me one of these days. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure which of the three reasons, but it's going to save me one of these days.
I think we've all been there. Can you also erase and how would you say it? Not recall, but erase all the activities associated with that message too in real life with Notes 8.
So that will be version 8+ whatever, the reality simulator feature. Yeah.
So Mary Beth, how about you? That one feature.
It's funny because you guys asked about that one feature, but I don't think about it that way, and I'm going to be bad and say two things.
All right.
One is that you may or may not consider it a feature, and that is, one, it's not going to look like your dad's Lotus Notes. You know, that a lot of my focus and my team's focus has been on, you know, it needs to look like it's part of this millennium, and I think it does, and we've made big changes. And one of the strengths of Lotus Notes used to be that it looked exactly the same on every platform that it ran on, whether it was a Mac or Windows or Linux. That was also a drawback because Mac people went, what, you know?
Hey, watch it there.
You know? You know, and Windows people kind of went, well, it does some things a little different, you know? And one of the strengths of using some of this newer open technology, the Expeditor base, as Jeff has pointed out, is that we can now, when the client is running on Windows, it will look and act like Windows. When it's running on a Mac, it will look and act like Mac, and it will look and act like Linux. So people will feel more at home with the operating system standards and the look and the feel and things like that. So I think that is going to be a huge part in acceptance. If there are any people out there who didn't like to use Lotus Notes before, this will, you know, conquer all of those. Well, at least many of them, I hope. And the other one harkens back a little to what Jeff was saying about the openness. As we all know, the Internet was around long before web browsers. You know, those of us who are old and geeky, we used FTP and Gopher and stuff like that, right? Right, you know. So the Internet was around. But, you know, the Bettys and the Samanthas and the Teds of the world didn't use it because they didn't have the proper user interface or the proper tools. And that's what a web browser did for the Internet. You know, so a web browser did for web-based tools, you know, great things and brought new functionality and capability and really changed the way a lot of people work. I honestly feel that this version of Lotus Notes is going to do the same thing for rich clients. Because it's server managed and people can deploy new applications on the server and give users a rich version, not just a web version. For example, right, I was ordering presents online, my kids spilled a drink, I had to go pick it up. By the time I got back, my browser session timed out, I had to swear a blue streak and enter all that information. You know, that is going to be history. With this new version, you're going to be able to deploy and manage rich client apps that are going to have staying power, security, and offline capability. And so that is going to change an awful lot of things. That's what makes me really excited.
So is it fair to summarize by just saying that this is not Ray Ozzie's Lotus Notes?
Not even close.
All right. Well, if there's nothing else, I'd like to, on Julian and myself's behalf, thank you guys for taking part in this episode of the Taking Notes podcast for Monday, January 22nd. And we look forward to giving you some Listen Up T-shirts at Lotusphere.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Yes, thank you. My pleasure.
This episode of the Taking Notes podcast was sponsored by Integra for Notes, the leading Microsoft Office integration and reporting tool for Lotus Notes.